good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot. I'm here with Wendy, and we have Mary Kunish on today, and also Winona LaDuke, and then we're also doing a music video. As you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues, and Wendy's about to read. We just got a press release from Leech Lake, the Band of Ojibwe, and Wendy's going to play that play that for us.
Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe press release, LLB Communications Department for immediate release. Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe appeals Uber Frontier Project approval by City of Cohasset. Tribe also opposing federal permits to destroy wetlands, eagle nests, and air quality. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe filed an appeal challenging the City of Cohasset's approval of the environmental assessment worksheet for the Frontier Project proposed by Uber Engineered Woods, LLC, a privately held New Jersey corporation. The appeal challenges the decision by the City of Cohasset that the environmental impact statement is not necessary because the project does not have the potential to cause significant environmental effects. The appeal claims that the decision violates the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe treaty rights by failing to consider impacts to natural resources necessary to exercising treaty-protected hunting, fishing, and gathering, and ignores substantial evidence that the project will cause significant environmental impacts. The Frontier Project proposes building a metrodome-sized industrial facility. The facility would consume 400,000 cords of timber annually to produce oriented strain board, a manufactured wood building project. During operation, the facility would emit over 2,000 tons of regulated air pollutants annually, including 528 tons of nitrogen oxides, which could combine with sulfur dioxides from the neighboring Boswell coal power plant to form acid rain. The facility is also estimated to release an enormous amount of greenhouse gases, 451,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent each year. All of this air pollution will be in addition to the neighboring Boswell coal power plant, an even larger emitter of air pollution. Uber is also seeking separate federal permits to destroy nearly 30 acres of wetlands and direct hydrological connections to the Mississippi River and the Blackwater wild rice beds, and destroy two bald eagle nests that are currently occupied by a breeding pair that has been returning for many years. Uber would also replace peat bog wetlands with 53 acres of new impervious surface and 30 acres of landscaped lawns.
Wow, thanks, Wendy. Wow, what the heck? Appreciate them reaching out with this press release.
Yeah, this Uber project here is really a bad one and really bad for the environment and for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe.
So yeah, definitely.
I hope that they're able to get that stopped.
Well, the Nation has put out a press release, which is great. Hey, it's Friday, and we have a little different things. Happy Earth Day, and different things going on here, and we're really happy to have State Senator Mary Kunish on a little early, and I know we're going to have Winona LaDuke on a little bit later, and then we're going to do do her premiere of the video of her music video on here. So that's exciting too. So thank you so much, State Senator Mary Kunish, for coming on and doing your thing as you usually do, but just a little bit earlier. Pini Gigi for being on.
Happy Wash Day, everybody. Good evening. It's really nice to join you. It feels like I haven't been on for a few weeks. I don't think I have been, but happy to be back.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it has been, huh?
Has it? I thought you were here last Friday. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm confused. I still have COVID brain. That's what I'm blaming everything on. Sorry.
Didn't you cancel it because there was something going on?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, or maybe it was the week before. Anyhow, I don't remember.
We'll have to check during the commercial breaks because if Wendy has COVID brain, that means I have COVID brain too because she keeps track of everything. So we have COVID brain because Wendy had COVID. But
maybe it was me.
We have you on, but happy Earth Day. And I know for us natives, State Senator, it's Earth Day every day.
Every day. I think it's a genetic thing, our reverence and our dedication to making sure that we are serving Mother Earth in the best way that we can, and honoring our Uchi Maka, the Mother Earth, in the best way possible. And it's not just that we are, you know, looking to do it for ourselves in this time, but certainly for the next generation and the next seven generations to come. It's really scary to think of the potential that we have just, within the next 25 years, the destruction that we can, that, you know, is imminent if we don't make big changes. And it's really hard when we are trying to work with people who basically don't believe in the issues that are at hand and are putting up so many different barriers to attending to the legislation and the ways that we can make a big difference.
Well, you know, and we always say too, and I think we're revving up now, Wendy. We always talk about this being the most important election, but here in Minnesota, it's so important. And we had Alan Roy on yesterday, and if we can flip a few seats here and there and take control of the Senate again, we can get some good things done and quit listening to these.
And Alan Roy, also, Mary, had so many wonderful things to say about you. We were hoping that you were listening to listen to all his praise. So, yeah, just wanted to say that.
Well, he, he impressed me the minute I met him. And I think he ran a really good campaign just 2 years ago. And I was sorry that he wasn't here in the last 2 years to serve with me in the Senate. But I'm pretty confident that, you know, I'm very hopeful and optimistic that I'll have a new partner, a new Native partner in the Senate in the years to come. And really looking forward to being able to support Alan and work with him for, you know, what's going to happen down the road.
Yeah, definitely. The more the merrier. And it's funny, too, because I've talked to Wisconsin politicians, too, and just in general saying, you know, not only did they not want to vote on Native issues, they didn't have very good things to say about Native Americans. And so we do need our eyes and ears in the Senate to combat that and make it not okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long, long time since we've had a Native person serving in the Minnesota Senate. I mean, there's been like nobody to bring up the issues, to ask the question, have you conferred with the tribes? Have you discussed this with the tribes? Have you even taken into consideration how this might affect reservation land? And, once we start asking those questions and start holding other legislators accountable, you know, we see good change. And that happened when I served in the Minnesota House with Native women over there. We started asking that question. And at first they were just like deer in the headlights, you know, no, of course, we never have to do that. Or we never did that before. Well, you have to start doing that. And this Huber project is an example of just that. You know,
yeah, let's
ask the tribes before you start to try to make decisions.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about that next segment. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're with State Senator of Minnesota, Mary Kunish.
Stay with us.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Well, we have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and up next, too, we got Winona LaDuke, and we're really excited. It's Earth Day, and we're going to play the opening of a new music video from Winona LaDuke in Honor of the Earth, so we're really excited about that. Welcome back, State Senator. Oh, looks like you're on. Let me get this... You're on mute.
There I am. I'm unmuted now. Thanks for having me here again today.
Absolutely. Well, we got Winona in the bullpen ready to come in, we want to talk a little bit more before we bring her in. And we're really excited. I know you support, and I've seen you up in the deep north supporting Winona's work, and also just what's been going on up there in the deep north we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she, Winona is, you know, such a champion for Mother Earth, and we can't thank her enough or you know, show our indebtedness to her enough for putting herself out there, for putting her MN350 and all the work that she does at the forefront. I mean, that's like, she has given up days and weeks and months that equal years of her life protecting the environment and protecting what is sacred to the Native folks. And for that, we are just so much indebted to her and really appreciate the work that she has done.
Well, not only is she cool, but the name of her organization, Honor the Earth, is even cooler.
Honor the Earth, yeah.
I wish I would have came up with that, you know. But do you mind if we grab Winona on here right now?
No, Mary? Go ahead.
Let's bring Winona LaDuke on. And happy Earth Day, Winona.
Minogishigut, happy Earth Day to all of you, too. Nice to see you. Nice to see you, Mary. Nice to see you, Robert. Oh, you guys, nice to see you.
Yes. Well, we're really happy and we're really excited. We're going to, you know, play your music video whenever you feel appropriate. Just remember it's 5 minutes long, so we're going to have a good chunk of time, but really excited, ready to do that. And just tell us a little bit about your day and what you've been doing today. I know Earth Day, we're talking to the state senator that every day is Earth Day for us indigenous people.
Well, I think every day should be Earth Day for everybody, because after all, this is Mother Earth, you know, and, you know, Inda Kingamin, I've been thinking a lot about that. Inda Kingamin, it means the very land to which we belong, or Aking, the land to which we belong. And that's, you know, really it, because we belong to Mother Earth. She doesn't really belong to us, you know, private property and such. But, you know, now is our time to reaffirm, you know, our relationship. So today, I went to Hubbard County, for where there was a court date for a water protector. And this water protector is a minister out of Fargo, out of Bismarck, excuse me. And she had been charged in Hubbard County. And she went in. It was her seventh continuance. Did you just hear what I said? Seven times she has come to show it up for trial or an omnibus hearing, and they keep continuing it, right? And so I just want to put this out. We were all continued over in Wadena County. They don't have the prosecutors, and they don't have a judicial system for the number of water protectors they have charged in the North. Hmm. And so seven continuances is kind of a lot, you know. And then up in Clearwater County, they had a bunch of people. But I know that Jill Ferguson, known as Badass Grandma, was injured by the police up there. And her trial was on, and she had expected like be there for a little bit. She was there for 3.5 hours. Wow. And so I went from trial, but there was a continuance. But then we all went over to the Mexican restaurant to eat. And then we all, which we have been all summer at the Vallarta's. I don't know if everybody's eaten at Vallarta's with us. Has everybody eaten at Vallarta's? And, you know, the Enbridge office used to be across the road from Vallarta's. They were on two sides of the street, you know. And the Enbridge office was the former Carnegie Library, which I've always thought the Carnegie Library, that's supposed to be for enlightenment. You know, I was like, Carnegie Library should not be owned by Canadian multinational. It should be a public library or maybe a museum for civil rights or something in the North. But anyway, we all go to the Mexican restaurant, and then we all went and took our pictures by the office formerly owned by Enbridge. And I think we launched our first water protector tourism. I took them all in over to the solar thermal panel manufacturing facility. I said, well, here we have Enbridge. Here's their pipeline. And look here, we have a solar thermal panel manufacturing facility right outside of Osage. Right? This sounds good, right? I said, now you can see the next economy. Mm-hmm. And then I took them up here to our Aking office, where we're going to have our hemp facility there pretty soon. We got all kind of hemp sitting there and a decorticator. But we moved the solar thermal people out because they grew. And there we're today, we are in the fish gut program. You may say to me, what is the fish gut program? Is that what you're all wondering? What is the fish gut program? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. Red Lake, get this. Red Lake has a commercial fishery, right? And they got all this excess fish guts because nobody wants to eat guts. They want to eat walleye fillets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so those fish guts are considered kind of a waste product. Well, that waste product is gold for soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Minnesota needs to, you know, climate smart agriculture doesn't involve pesticides and fertilizers.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to tell, like, but that's the way it is. You got to go organic, mm-hmm. right? So definitely. I was over there, and Kermit and Ron, two of our geniuses, are grinding fish guts up with some sawdust to prepare to run through our horse-drawn manure spreader to put on our garden when we get a thaw.
That's ingenious, Winona.
Do you like this, our little happy Earth Day of the next economy?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, and I know Winona, state senator, was just about to talk a little bit about that nasty wooden Hubbard place up there, right, Mary?
Yeah, we heard a little bit about that at the state legislature, and how the Republicans were trying to push through the permit because they didn't feel like it was going to have much of an impact. And I heard about that late in the summer, shall we say, and then when the session started, and I saw some legislation about that. I brought it up a number of times, but You know, we're not in the majority. The Democrats are not in the majority. And so the Republicans are just running stuff through without hearings, without anybody really understanding what's going on. And we just had the environmental omnibus bill yesterday. It was dismal. There's just tons of not good stuff in there. And then we were able, you know, we presented a number of amendments, really good amendments. They didn't take a single one of them. One of mine that I presented was that owners of pipelines, you know, the companies like Enbridge and all these others have to remove the pipes from the ground if they have been sitting unused or abandoned for more than 5 years, because a lot of folks are starting to realize that there are, you know, there are pipelines buried in their property. And if they go and they want to start building something or, you know, start doing some gardening or whatever, they're running into these pipelines. And from what I understand, there are about 10,570-ish miles of abandoned pipeline across our country or across our state.
Yeah, and across the state is right. It's not even across the country. I mean, you know, we've all been living, I've been living in the same world you have. I mean, maybe a little less urban, but we didn't pay any attention to pipelines.
Mm-mm.
They were kind of like underground and that's how they move stuff around. Well, those things are old.
Yeah.
I mean, cities like Boston, they like blow up and take out city streets in San Bruno and in L.A. And
yep.
You know what I'm saying? This is like not to be trifled with. And you really want a green jobs program. Make the corporations that put in the pipelines take them out.
Exactly. Waltz,
and provide some good jobs for pipeliners cleaning stuff up and doing a good job. You know? Well,
interestingly enough, I was going through my discussion or my introduction, and somebody stood up and decided and declared it not germane to the environmental committee. They're saying that this bill does not belong in the environmental committee. And, you know, I tried to argue it and they're like, no, 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 no. And so they, you know, they gaveled me out on that one, but we're going to bring, they said it belongs in the energy committee. So we haven't had the energy omnibus bill come on the floor yet. So we're going to bring it back on that one. I mean, think of the jobs. I mean,
yeah,
pulling it all out of the ground and, you know, you know, creating a safe pathway there. That's job creation right there in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, what we need is some vision. Let's roll up our sleeves and do the right thing. Let's protect our forests, Tim. That's how you protect the world, is you keep the forests intact. And what you do is you grow hemp because it sequesters carbon. Sequesters carbon much faster than anything else. That's the new green revolution. And then you dig up some pipes that don't need to be here all over your cities, you know. And we're going to play my song. Now, I just have to say, we just released this song. This is my stage debut with real singers. So I got in there and he had to turn down my microphone. I was probably super flat.
Hey, we'll play that right after we come back, Winona. How's that sound? Yeah. Right on. Yeah. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish and Winona LaDuke, and about to play the video.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Even though things are getting better, COVID-19 is still around and a threat to our public health. To best protect yourself, make sure you continue to wear masks in high traffic areas like concerts, sporting events, or crowded indoor buildings. Wearing masks can help prevent severe illness and reduce the strain on our hospitals and healthcare workers. Wear a mask with the best fit, protection, and comfort for you. This message is brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find more COVID information by calling 651-304-9986.
You're invited to a community meeting on Tuesday, April 26th. The Midtown Phillips Neighborhood Association will host a community discussion about the proposed redevelopment at 2603 Bloomington Avenue. Visit midtownphillips.org for developer plans of this six-story building with residential and retail space and a link to join the meeting by Zoom. Again, that's a community discussion about the proposed redevelopment at 2603 Bloomington Avenue on Tuesday, April 26th at 6:30 p.m. Join the Zoom meeting at midtownphillips.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hello, it's Randy Rhodes, Team Randy. Glad to be a part of the lineup of Progressive Voices on AM 950. Tune in, join us weeknights at 10.
All Energy Solar has been helping families and businesses switch to solar since 2009. Solar energy is not only better for the environment, it can save you money on your utility bills too. Still not sure if solar is right for you? All Energy Solar is rolling out a brand new spring solar energy webinar series. Free and open to the public, anyone can attend these webinars, whether you're interested in solar energy for residential, commercial, agriculture, or other types of property. During these one-hour events, All Energy Solar will illustrate how solar power has never been more affordable or easier to install. A solar expert will lead each event and be available to answer questions. And you can attend these virtual webinars from your home or office at a date and time that's convenient for you. Sign up and find the schedule for the solar energy free webinars at allenergysolar.com/webinar. That's allenergysolar.com/webinar.
Are you remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies overnight with a temp rising to 61. Saturday, chance for rain and storms with a high near 77. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 52.
Warner Stallion's Grill Expo is this weekend. Watch our expert grill demonstrations and enter for a chance to win a $500 gift card. Buy at the year's lowest prices. Plus, get free assembly, delivery, and 3 free products from no-name meats. Only at Warner Stallion.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, we're about to play this world premiere video, and Winona, do you want to set it up for us, like while I get this ready to go?
All right. Okay. So, you know, we would to the river to pray a lot, you know, that's what we're doing because that is what is important to do is to go to the river and to the water as we have for, as Anishinaabe people for thousands of years and acknowledge that water and give prayer. Right. And so in the midst of this, we heard this song down in the river to pray. And I had never heard that song before, the Alison Krauss version of it, but we began to sing that song. And, you know, I really like that song. And it's an old spiritual, is what it is. And I hadn't really heard much about it, but then pretty soon we were singing it. And then we improved the words, you know, quite a bit. And then a bunch of us were arrested together, the Shell River Seven. And so we had a jailhouse rock experience where we got to work on our music quite a bit together, as well as our dance routines. And so this emerged from the jailhouse of Wadena County in a new version. And then some big shot actual singers took it up and said that they would sing and produce this for us. And so we're very grateful for that. And then I got to sing on it a little bit. But when I did stand there and get in my microphone, he did turn me down a little bit. He said I was a little loud and enthusiastic. So But this is a new and improved. I'm very enthusiastic, he said. Anyway, awesome. So please enjoy this. It was a privilege to record with these women and a privilege to have great musicians and so many good hearts come together to share this song, which has really been an anthem of our movement, you know, as you should not be in jail for going to the river to pray.
And here we go. Let me hit play.
The wild rice creator, show us the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Gonna go down in the river to pray, studying Anishinaabe way. And who will kill the black snake now? Great Spirit, show us the way. Oh, brothers, let's go shut that pipeline down. Come on, brothers, let's go down. Down in the river to pray. Gonna go down in the river to pray, studying Anishinaabe way. And to protect the water now, Great Spirit, show us the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down. Let's go shut that pipeline down. Come on, grab the charges now and come down in the river to pray. We went down in the river to pray, studying Anishinaabe way. And we'll protect the wild rice, Great Spirit, show us the way. Let's go down. Come on, shut that black snake down. Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful. That was awesome. Gave me chills. Anytime I know I'm listening to good music, I get goosebumps.
That is Carrie Pickett's work. She is the filmmaker. Carrie Pickett put that together with a fine film crew who was on site and a lot of footage that you saw. But, you know, thanks to Carrie Pickett, another magical Carrie Pickett music video, you know, following the Shell River Sevens, I Am a Patriot, and No More Pipeline Blues. You know, so this movement has a heart. You know, sometimes in the midst of this, I get asked, how do you keep up your heart? I was like, look around you. In the course of my life, I didn't expect to see 40 statues of Columbus fall in a year. Wow. Right? You know what I'm saying? I didn't see those conquistador statues. I didn't expect to see the Washington Redskins move along. Change happens because people keep at it. And this, you know, this is our water. She is worth protecting. So I'm just happy we could premiere that with you. And I was really honored to sing in my way with those women.
I'm sure it was wonderful your way.
Yeah, definitely. And Carrie, what a great job. She's just been fighting and doing great work for so many years.
Yeah.
It's just great. Just awesome.
It was absolutely fabulous. Almost like from the minute you all opened your mouth on that video, I had major goosebumps. Just like Wendy said, when you hear something good, you know it. And, you know, that song is just such a heartful, thoughtful song to begin with. From that movie, you know, how I was introduced to it in that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe you've got something going here, maybe an album, maybe a movie, I don't know, down the road. But thank you for doing that, because, you know, it's not going to get out of my head for a long, long time. And the All words, right. The way that you were able to adapt the words so beautifully to the situation, and yeah, absolutely wonderful. Thank you for doing that.
You know, and I want to say that there was such a collaboration between those women, because, you know, I mean, brother, go down to the river to pray, you know, and there was a lot, you know, but then when they said, oh, Enbridge, let's go down to the river to pray, let's go shut your pipeline down. I mean, it was like this inclusive, like, you too, Mr. Enbridge, it is time for you to move along and turn those pipes into wind turbines, you know. I mean, that's what we really need. Yeah. And, you know, so I just see this great movement and the good hearts of those women, you know, those good hearts of those women. And thank you so for having us and having the world premiere of our new video, you know, our musical video.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, really.
Our honor. So thank you.
And perfect timing, because State Senator Mary Kunish is on Fridays, and she was excited to come on and see this and talk to you too. So it's just a win-win-win for us.
Yeah.
You know, Mary, you can sing at any time with us, and we'll make sure the lyrics are up there so that, you know, we can all sing together. I mean, it's a pretty easy song, I have to say.
Yes.
You know, so it was like a little easier for me because I can only remember so many lyrics.
Oh, I would, anytime you need a sidekick, we'll do it. I'll be there.
Well, and I do have a bass
voice. Tour, put me on the bus.
I have a bass voice too, and I can follow the bouncing ball, if you guys remember that.
I was going to talk about the bouncing ball. Yeah.
I can follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah, Wendy, definitely, you know, choruses of this, down to the river to pray, you know, because, you know, it's a funny thing, because the Supreme Court upheld the right of a religious group to pray by the river, but not the right of the Indian people to pray by the river.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, I think religious freedom should dictate that we have a right to pray by the river and in the river and not be arrested for such.
No doubt.
And as I said, you know, this Earth Day, a happy Earth Day to all of you, but I'm all ready for the green economy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for local solar, mm-hmm. you know. Some hemp. This is my hemp insulation. Do you see this? Is this the coolest thing you ever saw?
Wow, that's awesome. Is cool.
R28 value for this. That's what you want. No fiberglass in this baby. No fossil fuels.
Wow, right? Perfect.
And that Huber mill, they should have hemp wood, because you can make structural and OSB out of hemp. So why don't we just do that, Minnesota? Save our forests, go hemp. you know. Right, so I'm ready for Earth Day to launch the new green revolution. This is kind of the pre-party.
Well, Winona, thanks for stopping in and sharing this with us. It meant a lot to us, and I know...
Robert, I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Mm. Oh, really? Huh. Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, well...
Now I hear you.
Winona, thank you so much for being on, and it meant so much to us for you premiering this with Native Roots Radio and all across Turtle Island. Really, really appreciate it and appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on.
I appreciate you guys too. Thank you for all your hard work, and we'll see you down the trail. Come visit me in the hemp field.
Right on. Hey, up next, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us, Wendy.
Stay with us.
All right. Things may be getting better, but COVID is still around. Stay healthy and up to date on your COVID vaccinations and boosters. Right now, everyone 5 and older is eligible to get a vaccination, while everyone 12 and up is eligible for their booster shot. Plus, you're eligible for a second booster if you're over 50 or received an initial booster dose at least 4 months ago. Getting boosted increases your protection against severe disease from COVID-19. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Children's Minnesota raises up children's health by raising the standards, hands, voices, the bar, the stakes, the questions, and the curtain on raising kids' health to the highest priority. With the most pediatric experts in the Upper Midwest, we're setting the stage because kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up so every kid can reach their best health. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
All right, State Senator Mary Kunish. All right, thanks, Mary. Wow, that was really... awesome to experience, wasn't it?
It was incredible. I just, you know, I think back to the movie as well. I don't know if you remember it or if you saw it, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And the scene where the women are down at the river, literally washing clothes, and, you know, the main characters go down there and, the women are there and they're singing, and it's just so, you know, ethereal is the word that I want to say. And I think back to the video with the women and sitting and kneeling near the river, walking near the river, and I can't think of a better word or a better song to apply to the last year. You know, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, is based on the Odyssey, the book, The Odyssey.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, but it could definitely be right. I just knew it was George Clooney singing up a storm.
Yeah. And I think it's that, you know, it's sort of that theory of, you know, somebody's always better than somebody else. And you think that there's always something better out there. So I guess I'm thinking like Enbridge is looking at making all this money through, you know, the sludge and the oil that they put through. And, you know, we wait for the day that they realize all of that, everything that they put our state through, what they put our indigenous people through, you know, what they have put, you know, Unchimaka, my Mother Earth through. Someday they're going to realize that it's all for nothing, because we can't take our fortunes with us when we leave this earth. And I'm getting really deep into it now. I'm starting to think.
Cool. And I think, you know, Mary, we're in Wisconsin, we're in Madison, and we're in Milwaukee, and we're also in Chicago. And they have Line 5 to deal with from Enbridge, too. So it's good to bring this up and constantly bring this up, because our brothers and sisters in Wisconsin and Michigan are going to be fighting Line 5.
Yeah. There's always going to be a fight, isn't there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know it's a weird thing when we don't ever run out of things to talk about here on Native Roots Radio, because there's, you know, we wouldn't be upset if the pipeline went through like the governor's mansion, but it's up where there's rice, there's clean water, the pristine water of the Mississippi, you know, it's just crazy that these hoarders of wealth see no good things when.
Well, they don't care. They just care about the bottom line, and the bottom line is the almighty dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll disguise it as everything, but at the end of the day, it's the riches that they pull out of it at everybody else's expense, including those that work for them and, you know, are taken advantage of in so many ways.
Right. You know, and we talk about factory farms and all those things that, Wendy, that poor people live by and have cancer and things like that, that we've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they put these places where they think they're going to have the least resistance. So
the least resistance and the most cheap labor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Right. And we don't have to remind everyone, but I will, when Enbridge was here talking about union jobs, they the people that they hired in the community, because everyone else, the 5,000 people, were from all over the United States with these union jobs. Mm-hmm. And the people in the community didn't have any benefits. They had low salary, and you know, that's what they did for our community. Mm-hmm. You know, all those oil spills we had up where you could drink the Mississippi water, Wendy.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. Wow, Mary.
Got to keep up the fight. Keep fighting and bringing awareness so that people know what's happening.
It's the biggest election in our lifetime here in Minnesota, because the way the Senate is just, it's lopsided from the House, and we need to really, really get out and rock the vote Native style. Right, Mary?
Yeah. And it's I'm really excited to see how things change in Minnesota. The fact that all of our Indian nations were redistricted into one district. And you know, I hope that they realize that, and that they harness that power, because there's a lot of power there. Now, I'm not saying that every Native person up there is a Democrat and can swing the district. But if they realize and they look at who is making good decisions for their communities and who is not making good decisions, I would hope that they would choose the right person, because I've seen many an instance where a legislator from up in greater Minnesota has definitely voted or proposed legislation that was not in the best interest of not only our Native communities, but their own communities as well.
Exactly. Alan Roy? Is it Alan Roy? Was it talking about that exact thing yesterday, and the redistricting of District 2, and how, you know, you know, encouraged. He feels that this is going to be great for Indian country. So,
yeah.
And we know, Mary and Wendy, that Rock the Vote Native Style and other nonprofit organizations up in the Deep North registered 9,000 Native new voters in the Native American community. Mm-hmm. And so that's a game changer, too. And let's do that again, because, you know, people that are 17 right now will be 18 when the election begins. So we have to really, really talk to our young ones about getting out there. And I think they're plugged in, you know.
Yep. I mean, you know, it's so interesting. I don't have the number right here, but I've been hearing different quotes about how the Native American population has grown, you know, exponentially in the last, you know, let's say 20, 30 years. You know, first of all, a lot of Native folks did not identify as Native because it was negative, you know, like for jobs or anything like that. They didn't want them to know where they lived. They were, you know, the fear of still of having their kids removed for whatever reason. And I think in the last census and the last election, the fact that we did work so hard to get out the vote in Native country and tell them, educate everyone around the fact that, you know, with that identification comes funding from the federal government that has been owed to us for hundreds of years. And when they don't know that you're there, they don't have to put those dollars out into healthcare or education or any of those things. And with that, you know, came the realization that, yes, I'm going to start identifying by who I am and I'm going to be proud of it. And I think we've seen this resurgence of incredible pride along with identification, which means that now we're able to pull those funds from the federal government in the way that that we have been owed for so long. And it's the same with voting. I think we saw the power of the Indian vote across the nation. And people are excited and they are ready to use that power that they've had all along, but just didn't realize it.
Wow. Way to end the show. I'm going to play a little more music by the end here. Peeny Geegee, Mary, Winona LaDuke, Wendy, as always, thank you so much. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Gonna go down.